All right, let's dive into a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Carla says, hey guys, hoping your HR pros in the audience have some advice on this one. I have a coworker who's a really nice guy in person. Anytime I see him in the hallway or in a meeting, he's really cordial, professional. But if he needs something and emails me or any of the people in my department, he's really aggressive. He acts like what he needs is the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And if someone makes even the tiniest mistake, he'll throw them under the bus in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Again, in person, he's all smiles, charming. On email, he's Satan. Do I confront him? Do I complain to my boss? Or should I just let it go?
I mean, tone is everything. On, you know, in emails, you can't really get the tone.
No, but there can be tone in email. Like, it can be perceived.
Sure.
Especially with word choice, like,
yeah,
period, or I need this ASAP, exclamation point, whatever. You know, you can tell when someone is kind of curt, pointed.
Sure.
In their communications, and that can make you feel some sort of way.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I mean, have you attempted to just talk to this person and say, hey, I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, reading this wrong? And kind of go at it that way and then let them say, oh, no, this is what I meant, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay. Because if this person just totally has an issue with how they write their correspondence,
right,
then maybe they can either learn how to write it so it doesn't look so aggressive, yeah, or
Satanish,
or you know, Satanish, or you can just understand that. All right, well, this is how this person is, and that's. I don't know. I mean, but it just depends on how bad their two-facedness is, because they could, if you address it with them, just go, oh, yeah, this is fine. And then next email, you know.
Exactly. it should be just as simple as, hey, I just, you know, I want to make sure that, yeah, you know, I, like you said, I'm not reading this wrong. But it's hard without any sort of example, yeah, of what she's talking about, like, you know, I would love to see one of his emails, but, you know, don't want to pry into their workplace.
I want to see one of it.
Okay. I don't know if, you know, it doesn't sound like there is an HR department she can run this by.
Or maybe.
And do you elevate it to the boss? Because then that could end up the coworker, sure, is getting a stern talking to. Yeah. And maybe they had no idea there was an issue. So, yeah, there's a couple of different ways to approach this.
Tell us how you have dealt with someone like that in your work. Because, you know, without maybe saying your business, would love to hear some of your work drama. 502-795-1997.
And if you confronted something about an issue like this, what'd you say?
Yeah,
give
for
us
sure.
The words.
We'll get to that coming up here in just a few. Your stories and comments on the way. Office drama, 99.7 DJX. This time it's from Carla's coworker who's just sending emails with, quote, tone, when in real life, he's fine.
He's all smiles. He's charming. If you see him in the hallway or in person, on email, though, she says he's, quote, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Do we say something about it?
Yeah, I'm assuming he's not like a supervisor of yours, or he's just a coworker, right?
That's what she alludes to. Right. Now, Leah on Facebook says, sneak in his office and turn on tone detection in his email program.
How do you do that?
Is there such a thing?
Well, I know that I was typing something, and I got a tone detection thing.
You did?
I did.
What does it say? Like, you might want to suggest saying it like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
The tone could be taken a different way or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's something I haven't seen before. So I don't know if it's already on my emails or not, but I got one
of
those.
I've never heard of that before, and I've never gotten that kind of a notification. I'm pretty proud about that.
Oh, okay.
Probably because I still use emojis and stuff in my emails.
Right. crying, laughing.
Exactly. That's happy tone detected there. Austin has a pretty good way of putting it, like putting the words in our mouth. He says, "What's up with that email, man? You seem like you're always ticked off." There are ways to address and bring up a problem directly, but not as if it bothered you. It's simply something you noticed. When you bring it up like this, it lets them know you noticed it. And if it's directed towards you, then you can speak up next time about how it seems like he has a problem with you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mentioned a little bit ago, where it's just a, hey, can you help me like understand this email?
And it felt like you're a little upset about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Are you mad at me? Oh. Yeah, so look.
And he may not realize the tone and how it comes across.
Maybe not. There are other people that are like, look, he's probably doing it to other people too. And if he's doing it to you. So it reflects badly to clients, vendors, new employees, could be driven away because of it. So, it could be a training opportunity if you feel comfortable enough to approach him with it. So,
yeah. Amy says on Facebook, sounds like he's trying to be a cyberbully because he's too scared to do it in person. Mm. Emails and texts can be taken one way, but meant another way. And some people do take advantage of that. You need to bring it up to management. Let them know, because people like that is why companies can't keep good employees. Yeah, or like if he's doing it to enough people, it might tick him off enough to be like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to go find another job.
Yeah, true. Now we got a text from Danielle. Maybe someone snuck into Ben's office and turned on the tone detection. You know what? We've been getting too many of these. Wait, hang on a second. Is this an internal thing? Is Carla code for someone who works here? Is it me?
It could be.
That's funny. And we loosely asked, like, hey, do you have any office? What's your current office drama that you're dealing with? And one messaged us, literally people stealing other people's milk started a civil war among the office last year.
What? They were milk stealers? Shoot.
That's funny. Well, we have several milk drinkers here in, at the office.
There's more than just Emily? Because I know Emily's obsessed with milk. I didn't know there were other people that were really down with the milk at work.
Other people use it for just garnish to their coffee.
Oh, okay.
But they have the milk in the fridge and the different types of milk and stuff like that.
So, are we labeling the milks?
No.
So we don't cross the milks. Don't cross the milks.
There is no labeling happening in any of the milk. So
should there be labeling? Maybe there should be labeling.
Maybe. All right.
We don't want a war. Lisa says on Texas, someone in HR will tell you this guy's personality exists in every industry. Mm. HR will hope that you at least try to handle the situation on your own, as it's about your personal feelings towards his tone. Mm. I'll say even if HR gets involved, you need to understand that we cannot change personalities.
True.
Believe me, we've tried.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I still like going back to the original thing of just addressing it with him. Like, hey, just... I'm reading this a different way. It reminds me of a coworker that we had who was offended because I used the ellipsis a lot. That, you know, the three dots.
Oh, I do that too all the time.
And
because it means that we're continuing our thought.
Or just like, I didn't feel like my statement required a period. It wasn't necessarily a statement that required an exclamation point or a question mark. So I just put three dots. And
that's how you ended the sentence?
She got offended by it because she sensed it as tone. Like I was coming down on her or something. And, had a big old conversation about that a couple years ago. So,
like, if people respond with okay, period, I'm like, okay, is it really okay? I kind of need an okay exclamation point. Like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of times I just won't put punctuation at the end if it requires a period. But
also
I don't
passive aggressive.
But I don't feel like it needs a exclamation point.
Oh, see, I always use exclamation points because of what everyone to know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like it's a positive tone, but okay period is kind of like fine.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully we've given you some tools, Carla, to address that.
But yeah, maybe the next time you get an email that you feel is kind of aggressive in tone, just say, hey, are you upset about this? Or is this,
help me understand.
Help me understand it. Yes. Help me understand would be a great way to start the conversation. Yep. See how he reacts. So maybe he's just genuinely unaware of how his writing style comes off.